The sewing machines at the Peckham factory in Lansing, Michigan, churn out some 300,000 garments a month for the American military, from long underwear to fleece jackets. Some 1,200 employees work two shifts a day to meet production deadlines. Not an unusual feat, except that 85% of the workers here live with a significant disability, from blindness and deafness to emotional trauma or other mental illness, says operations manager Ed Terrace.
Ben and Chuck here happen to be visually impaired, and yet we've been able to develop equipment that allows them to participate in our apparel manufacturing production every day.
Peckham is a nonprofit organization which trains and employs people with disabilities. It makes use of what's called assistive technology, the process of enhancing technology to allow disabled people to interact with it.
This table is designed to allow these gentlemen to trim threads off of the garment.
There's like a little hole here, and what you do is you put the string in the hole, and now as you can see, it's no longer there. The best thing about it is, like I say, Ben and I were blind, and you can put your finger right here in the thing, in the machine, and you can't cut yourself, you can't hurt yourself.
These are all clean. They clean them and put them back. Why'd they do that?
For much of her life, Amy Rose Hybor has suffered from attention deficit disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder. Before she found Peckham 3 years ago, her mental illness caused her to move from job to job, taking a toll on her both emotionally and financially.
I just thought that it was something wrong with me and that I'm not doing my job right because I'm not motivated.
But Hybor supervisors here quickly moved her from one assignment to another to keep her attention from wandering. Now she's supervising other workers.
It really started to turn with me of this may not be my fault, and this place was really, really pivotal in that because there are other people here who do recognize that, okay, she's having issues, but it's not her fault. How can we adjust it so that it works for her? And that's really nice.
It's quitting time for shift one, and they've made their day's quota. Peckham is funded in part by a federal government program that buys products and services from nonprofits that hire the disabled. But advocates for the disabled say unless more companies change their hiring practices and workplace environments, millions more disabled people will remain shut out of the American workforce. Mona Rabi, VOA News, Lansing, Michigan.